even know.
Forty,
Lord, for the blessing of our youth groups, our young Christians, and to be one day Christians. Thank you, Lord, for their encouragement. That we see in them the future of this congregation, the future of Christianity on this earth, that we do have hope, that there is a way forward, at least to you, as long as we are faithful and how we represent ourselves as an example to them. And study your word, Lord, every day. An opportunity of prayer every day.
nor the will of predestined, they are also called, and will call, these also justified, and whom justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us things, give us all things? Who shall bring the charge against God? Is God who justifies? Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and therefore, furthermore, is also living. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as is written? For your sake, you are killed all day long. For a count of sheep, this father. Yet in all these things, you are more than conquerors for him who loves us. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor this power, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
look around and say, see the things that we can be thankful for. How much will depend on how we view the adversity in our lives. You know, how I view adversity in my life will play a large part in my Thanksgiving and how I'm able to be thankful for the things that God does for me on a daily basis. The famous English Bible scholar named Matthew Henry, you may have seen his commentaries, they've fluttered around out there for many, many years, but
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity again to reflect on you, your word, and what your son Jesus has done for us. Father, I pray for Lee Naylor. We pray for Lee Naylor, for Debbie Schneider, for Miss Lulu Lovelady, for those that are suffering this holiday season. Father, I pray that you bring them some peace of mind and some health. Bring them back to full health, Father, if it be your will. And Father, thank you for this country, for its respect of the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Father, I pray we don't squander that greatest liberty, the liberty to preach your word, to evangelize to everyone around us without any persecution, except for maybe some negative words. Father, I pray that we realize that wonderful blessing we have in this country to do that, and that we take advantage of it in 2013, Father, to evangelize everyone around us that we can. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us and for this country. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.